This is NPR News Today from Minnesota Public Radio. I'm Nina Moyney. Interstate 94 northwest of Minneapolis is heading for a major expansion this summer. The Minnesota Department of Transportation kicked off public meetings about the project last week in Monticello, with more to follow along the I-94 corridor later this month. The 39-mile project will add lanes, including an expansion to 3 lanes in each direction in some areas. J.P. Galach is a spokesperson for MnDOT.
There's 3 different areas that we will be working on. One is between Maple Grove and Rogers. The other one is through St. Michael and Albertville. And the 3rd segment is between Monticello and Clearwater. Construction will begin this summer, and there should be a few lane closures here and there this year, but the major construction isn't really expected to begin until next year.
The project is expected to cost about $350 million. A new $266 million foundation has been established to help expand food production by Native American nations. The Native American Agriculture Fund is the result of a lawsuit over claims that the U.S. Ag Department discriminated against American Indian farmers and ranchers. Director Janie Hipp says the fund will start giving grants later this year, targeting 4 areas.
One is business assistance. One is technical support. Another is education. And then the 4th is advocacy.
Hipp says the goal includes increasing access to credit for Native farmers and helping tribes become more self-sufficient by increasing ag production and growing more healthy local food. A St. Cloud event to honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is moving to a new location this year, with more space because of growing attendance. Kirstie Marone has more on Monday's event.
Last year, the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Breakfast and Day of Service at St. Cloud State University drew 700 people. This year, it's moving to River's Edge Convention Center in downtown St. Cloud. St. Cloud State Professor Deborah Lee organizes the event, which includes a community conversation on race.
People actually sit and talk to each other, and they meet people they wouldn't have met otherwise. And so they get to learn more about the community and what's happening in the community.
This year's speaker is journalist and author Will Haygood. He's best known for writing the book that was the basis for the movie The Butler. The St. Cloud Breakfast is one of many celebrations of King's life that will take place across Minnesota. Kirstie Marone, NPR News, Collegeville.
In sports, the Timberwolves host the Phoenix Suns tonight at 6 o'clock. In the NFL playoffs, it's the conference championship games today. In the 1st game, New Orleans hosts the LA Rams for the NFC title. In the nightcap, Kansas City hosts New England for the AFC championship. And in weather, it's expected to become gradually sunny throughout the day with a high near 10, but the wind chill will make it feel closer to 10 below zero. For Martin Luther King Jr. Day tomorrow, expect a 30% chance of snow afternoon. This is NPR News Today. I'm Nina Moyney.